All right, let's talk about beating the man. You know, I've got so many people over all the years we've been doing the radio show that always ask me, how can I drive down my utility costs? How can I drive down my utility costs? And I always have to ask people, well, how far do you want to drive down your utility costs? How bad do you want to beat the man? You know, and we have a lot of people over the years that have, you know, come back to me after I tell them, my philosophy with cutting your utility bills, look, there's probably a lot of lower fruit things that you can look at. You were talking about LED lighting. LED lighting is burning, what, 80% less electricity?
Absolutely, and it's not producing heat, which is making your air conditioner run higher.
Every time you turn on one of those halogen recessed can lights, it's like lighting a candle in your house in the middle of the summer.
So somehow you got to think about, it's not just, you look at one of those LED lights, and you're going, oh my gosh, that's $18 or that's $25. Versus this, think about whatever the savings would be. You're saving most of that in air conditioning costs.
You certainly are. You're turning off all those little heat generating sources all throughout the whole house. Photovoltaic solar is what we've been talking about. Talked about a lot last week. We've talked about heating water with solar. And again, I know it's y'all's position. It's a lot of people's position. It's my position that solar water heater is just a no-brainer. I mean, your water heater goes out, don't replace your water heater without at least talking to some qualified, certified, licensed, bonded, insured solar installation specialist to look at solar water heater. The extra it's going to cost you over and above the price of a good water heater, Kevin, you're going to recap that, 3 to 4 years?
Yeah, depending on your consumption. I mean, we're
number of teenagers
in the house, number of showers, number of users. But a typical family of two, husband and wife, with a solar system can see a payback within 4 to 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, with the benefits of the federal, the state tax credit, the utility rebates, and then with replacing a hot water system with a licensed contractor, you're looking at about $750 to $1,000, depending on the contractor. Well, with solar, after you factor everything backwards, you're looking at about $2,000 out of pocket. Now you're solar, you're green, you add value to your home. It's really a no-brainer. Use that sun for what it was meant to do.
And we've got plenty of it. We've got plenty of it here.
No kidding. No kidding.
All right, well, let's get a couple calls online, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Let's get to them right now. Tom in Tucson, photovoltaic versus thermal. Go ahead with your question.
I've been making some decisions on my home, and 3 or 4 months ago, there's online chatter that solar thermal is a dying business. And what they're saying and had said was that with the lowering cost, the greater efficiency, lower installation cost of photovoltaic, it makes sense depending on your usage of your home, location of your home, what state you're in, to consider putting in a more PV and being on a, you know, having an inverter versus a solar thermal. In my case, it was a huge saving for me personally when I did the math looking at the photovoltaic. Also, the downside is of solar thermal that I found out was that it's use it or lose it. The siting issues with my HOA was an issue with the solar thermal. It had to be specifically sited, and it was off the roof a certain amount of degrees, whereas the photovoltaic flat did not have to be sited exactly as the solar thermal. So anyway, I wanted to get your thoughts on my decision to go with the extra PV and the math that I did. Have I done something wrong here?
Catherine Kent of the Solar Store in Tucson. How can we help him?
Oh, Tom, I'm just kind of curious because when you look, are you with Tucson Electric Power?
I'm with
Trico.
Trico.
Okay. Well, Trico and Tucson Electric Power actually their contracts and everything are just exactly similar. When the siting requirements for a photovoltaic system are much smaller, and the windows are much smaller than a solar thermal system, because you're not looking at having the photon energy have to be completely incident to the collector, because you're using a different part of the visual spectrum to heat water. So
back up.
Okay.
For the sake of our listeners, what are we talking about here? The two different. What's the solar thermal?
I think, Tom, if I'm not sure. sure the solar thermal is solar hot water.
Okay.
I think Tom's position to clarify. Let me just see if I can just try to rephrase it. Is that he's looking at trying to reduce his energy costs, and he's looking at putting in a photovoltaic system that's larger than what he would need to have because he wants to have his photovoltaic system produce his hot water.
Got it. Okay.
Is that correct, Tom?
I did the math. I was a math teacher, and it was a no-brainer for me. And so I just wanted to throw that out, that people need to do the math.
I'm a little kind of lost in all.
Well, do you get a PV system to supply all your electricity except hot water, and then get a solar water heater, or do you get enough PV panels to solar water heat? Is that's what he's comparing.
And we've got, you know, Tom needs to be commended for actually looking at this and doing this analysis, because it's valuable if you're making these types of commitments that you're making the correct decision. I'd have to say, Tom, for most people, the decision you came to is not the case. And it may be in the fact that you don't use a lot of hot water, and therefore it's hard to justify. So there might be some other, and I don't know if you're going to keep with a traditional electric water heater, but you might want to just even hone that. If you're going to take that position, to maybe consider putting in an electric tankless water heater and get rid of your tank type water heater.
Okay. So generally speaking, if I'm following you right, you are not going to generate enough electricity to heat your water heater.
Oh.
You're going to go solar water heater and then PV for everything else.
I think the big thing is that the utility incentives have gone down significantly for photovoltaic systems, but they have stayed relatively flat for hot water systems.
Got it. Okay.
So you get, in comparison, a solar hot water heating system is equal to about 3,000 watts. TEP would pay you $300, or Trico would pay you $300 for a photovoltaic system, or they will pay you $1,200 to put a hot water heating system in.
Uh-huh.
So for the comparable savings. So it in that case, you know, it's just interesting. And I think that, you know, we have seen some really sad situations where people were selling solar hot water systems that were $10,000, $12,000. And if you hear that is way out of line, you should be looking at something that is in the $6,000 to $7,000 range for a high quality system. And there's some cases, if certain things are done or you have certain stuff at your home, it can be done for less than $6,000. But $12,000 is not the price range you should be in.
All right. Well, there you go. Hope that helps. It kind of sorts it out. He runs that Benjamin Franklin comparison list, sounds
like.
Oh,
I'd love to hear people doing that. Yes.
Ran the pros and the cons there right down to the final nickel. Hey, this is the part of the show where we have the Arizona Staycation segment. We've got something extra special to promote this week. As you know, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com and register to be a winner of the Arizona Staycation. It's sponsored by Sanderson Ford. No matter where you are in Arizona, we get the list of demo cars that Sanderson has at the time you want to go. You just put a check mark by whatever car you want. We've had Mustangs taken. We've had Lincolns taken. We've had the F-150 Platinums taken from winners from Vail, from Tucson, from Casa Grande. So wherever you live in the state, you can win this. Okay, so Sanderson Ford provides the vehicle. Jennifer buys you a gas card, so you won't have to spend one penny for gas. You tell us where in Arizona you want to go, and we work with our friends at Arizona Highways and the Office of Tourism. We get you your lodging, and we get you your meals. We get you your gas. We get you your car. You get to customize your own Arizona staycation, and then we take care of all the expenses. So you can't lose for that. Now, listen. If you're looking for a staycation opportunity, next weekend is one you've got to put on your calendar.
We are just one week away from the revitalization of the Arizona Crawfish Festival. It has a long 10-year history of very strange developments that have to do with the way certain laws as it relates to crawfish and the water and the trapping and the food and all come together. But
and the J. Johns and and the dumpsters.
Venue size is a big issue.
And traffic modification and well, Forest Service trying to arrest Rosie.
125 acres at the Bison Ranch should solve a lot of those problems.
Amen.
So, and it's Saturday. Next Saturday, noon to whenever we're done. They don't have any major night lighting, but the band's going to play a four-hour set starting at 5. Okay. So we're going to have nice lighting. Noon, the crawfish start getting served. 3 o'clock's the crawfish eating contest,
okay,
which we have a variety of prizes, including a 200 gift card to Sportsman's Warehouse.
Okay.
The Taylor Family Circus is going to be there doing face painting and still walking. There's horseback rides are going to be available. There's train rides for the kids. There's going to be Jam Burritos. It's going to be there serving his jambalaya wrapped in a burrito.
Ha! So it,
you get the benefit of jambalaya without having to walk around with a spoon and a fork while you're in the festival atmosphere. And Sanderson Tom Car. You're talking about Sanderson Ford and Staycations. They're bringing their Tom Cars. It's
oh, that's
ATV
cool.
on steroids.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll get to be driven around and taking a little off-road demo of what the ultimate off-road vehicle really is. The Tom Car was invented by the Israeli military and has been brought into civilian use over the last 5 years and smokes anything and everything.
It's
on
my
four wheels
favorite.
Off the road. So they're going to be up there and you can take a ride in the, you can line up to get in that ride. But if you want to be guaranteed crawfish, you've got to pre-purchase your ticket. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com and find a link to the arizonacrawfishcompany.com/events.
Do you have room for more?
$15 a person,
okay.
$25 a couple, $3 a youth, 17 to 12. 12 and under is free.
Okay.
The cutoff for the pre-sold tickets is Wednesday. So if you want to be guaranteed crawfish, you got to pre-buy your tickets by Wednesday. Otherwise, you're kind of just at the mercy of what everyone experienced 3 years ago, how many people show up versus how much is trapped, and divide it up and do the math, and there's not a whole lot left. So
get your pre-sold tickets.
And that'll get you at least 3 pounds.
Okay.
With vegetables.
Oh, my yum.
Yeah, because we have had, we've had as many as 800, 900 people show up on the rim, and they all expected to be fed. And we weren't doing it as a feed exercise. We were doing it as a come and learn how to trap crawfish. We were trying to do the Fish and Game Department a favor by turning all the Arizona folks into avid crawfish eating fan. So
if you're not familiar with the state or you've never been there, Bison Ranch, you take Highway 87 out of Fountain Hills. It'll bring you up into Payson. You hit Highway 260 intersection, take a right. You'll pass, you'll get up on the rim. And about 25.
Diamond Point, Heber, Overgard,
25 miles once you get up on the rim, which you can't miss because you'll be able to see 4 miles.
About three hours from the valley, yeah.
Yeah, hit Heber, Overgard, and it's just on the far east end, about 40 miles before you hit Sholo.
We're going to do any line dancing? A little Cajun line dancing?
There'll be live music. You want to dance?
So Romy and Boudreaux will be doing all the cooking, right?
We are.
You two guys are going to cook all those crawfish.
We are. And he actually started trapping today. I got a text from him. It's 72 degrees and sunny. So we should have a good mess of crawfish to serve. But the only way to guarantee it is if you pre-purchase your ticket. Because what that does, it actually will put a 3-order lock. Shipped out of the farms.
All right, there you go. Arizona Staycation Supreme, the Arizona Crawfish Festival next weekend at Bison Ranch. When we get back, we'll be wrapping up the topic of solar with our special guest, Catherine Kent of the Solar Store in Tucson, when we get back.